Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Nate, the president of Sokuto Empire, and welcome to Red Line Rundown. So we're going to talk about a few things going on. For starters, did you know that Nissan's discontinuing the GTR? How do you feel about that? Were you a fan of the newer model GTR? I know I used to be when I was younger, but now not so much. Is Nissan planning to stop production and kind of revive the GTR and give us something new, or is it something that's going to be laid to rest? It's a really good question. I know Porsche is also getting rid of the 718, and Ford is getting rid of the Ford Focus ST. So what does that mean for some of the JDM cars? Are we going in a full EV direction? Is it something that car makers are just looking to kind of pivot on? It's hard to say. I mean, I know some car makers have kind of started to lean more into giving car enthusiasts what they want car wise. So it's definitely something we can keep our eyes on and see where that goes. I know there's not going to be a lot of a mandate in regards to EVs anymore for now anyways. So we'll see what that starts to do. I know China's kind of started producing a massive amount of EVs, and a lot of them have a lot of great features that ask yourselves, how come that's not being done here? Will we start to see some of these features become mainstream in American produced vehicles, or are we going to see China start to take over the market here? I know there have been some vehicles that have been hybrid vehicles, but I just saw the other day that there is an actual Chinese maker that made a vehicle that is all gasoline powered. So who's to say that that's not going to become more mainstream here? So let's keep an eye on that, see where that goes. I know for the most part, things are definitely been very interesting as of late. So we'll see. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen this video, but there is a video where a content creator is discussing the status of car culture. Now, I will say I find it a little interesting that someone who creates car content and says that there's an issue within the car community, but kind of has the ability to monetize on making car content, but also saying that social media is an issue with the car community. Now, I'm not going to say that the car community is perfect. There are their issues. You do run into things where you have people that look to be a part of the car community for all the wrong reasons. There's nothing you can do about that. There will always be bad apples in every bunch, but there are also a lot of good people that just want to share their love for cars. Now, what I can tell you in my experience is the person who likes to look at cars and enjoy and has a favorite car isn't any different than the person that knows how to tear an engine down and put it back together. You're both car enthusiasts. There's no reason to say that, oh, one person's lesser than the other based on what they enjoy about this thing. We got to find a point where we stop doing that and saying like, oh, hey, you know, you're not a real car enthusiast because of dot, 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 or you can't do this because of blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. Find what you like. If you like going to Cars and Coffee, find friends that like going to Cars and Coffee and go to a Cars and Coffee. If you like friends that like going to car shows, find friends that like going to car shows and like looking at car shows. No matter what it is, find that and enjoy it. If you have friends that love working on cars, doing different things and building a car, then so be it. Find that and do that. But that doesn't mean that you have to say, oh, hey, because I do this, you aren't that. It's got to stop. There's got to be somewhere where we draw the line and stop trying to put people down. Do things that uplift the community. Help people find a reason to trust and believe that the car community isn't a dangerous place, or it isn't a place where people can't get along and make new friends. You know what I'm saying? So what can you expect from this podcast? It's a good question. Well, I'll be touching base on current events. I'll be touching base on things that happen locally, nationally. We do have a Secudo Empire chapter here in New York. There's one in Arizona. There will be guests from time to time. Right now, I'm shooting on location here at the park. You know, there's not going to be a set location. You never know where I'm going to pull out a camera and start recording a podcast. So it's not going to be long form for now, just really short topics, a discussion, you know, and we'll just kind of go from there. I think this is a good opportunity to talk about certain things that certain people have certain views on that should be challenged. You know, we can all have different voices and different opinions on things. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's a black and white answer for things, okay? So I hope you guys tune in. It's going to be on the Facebook, some clips on our Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat. But for the most part, the podcast episodes are going to be on the YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Set up notifications so you get notified. Make sure you go to SecudoEmpire.com so that you can sign up for email alerts and stay tuned. We do have a Tri-State show August 3rd in Paramus, New Jersey. Be sure to sign up for that. Tickets are available. If you're looking to register your car, be sure to go do that. Talk to you guys soon. Peace.